Yo, you're about to listen to part one of Full Court Press's two-part Eastern Conference preview podcast. Part two will be dropping in a couple of days, so be sure to check that out when it does. And also, we did a two-part Western Conference preview, so get a piece of that as well. So let's get it going.
Full Court Press.
I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Full Court Press, all things NBA. I'm your host, Wesley. With me, as always, JB and Rabbit. How you going, guys?
Yeah, I'm good. I'd be better if everyone could jump on our iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. We need the subscribers.
Yes.
Amen.
First, we get the subscriptions.
Amen. Yeah, then we get the khakis.
Then we get the women.
Yes, the power.
So last podcast, we did the West. This one is the East.
Season preview.
Yeah. Season preview, that's right. Let's start with the Pacers.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Poor a lot Pacers. Has happened in a year.
Yeah. A lot has happened in a couple of months.
I don't even want to talk about it. Should we just skip? No. Okay. So basically, as we did last time, we're going to just say where we've each ranked each team we're talking about, and just kind of briefly talk about a few little things. We'll always have a hypothetical and a yes and no. I got them at 12th.
Wow, not in the playoffs at all.
Nope.
I got him out of the playoffs too, at 10th.
I got him at 7th. I thought they might
really?
Sneak
They're
in.
Gonna sneak
yeah,
in.
It's generous. It's fine.
Yeah, George Don't Hill forget. And Roy Hibbert are really good at it.
Yeah, totally. Well, D West is still cool.
You know, he'd fucking want to be because there's nothing else
well,
going
on. He has
here.
To be. Let's not forget how crap the East is though, guys. Come on. Let's come on. Let's be
I'm
real.
I'm hating on the East so much this
year. Well, like, you know, I'm with you. After that sort of like the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing, you know, you don't know what team you're going to get. Let alone Paul George going down. I mean, what the fuck? Who knows what's going to happen there?
We got rid of a Bobcat. We got a Hornet. We got Love has been carried over to the East from the West.
Who knows what's going to go on?
We got Rose back. Yeah. Gasol's over there. They're getting stronger. They're getting better.
The East is getting a little better.
It's not as gross as it was last year. Let's at least admit that.
Okay. But little. The Pacers are definitely more gross than last year. No Stevenson. Paul George gone for the year. Evan Turner's gone, so that's a good thing for them, pretty sure. Yeah. But, you know, Rodney Stuckey's in the mix. And if they had added guys like this to last year's team, I'd be really excited.
I know, right? Yeah.
But, you know, now they've just got holes that they're impossible to fill.
Stuckey could have a rejuvenation in Lance's old role, though.
I think
always like Rodney Stuckey.
Me too. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a good situation for him.
Yep.
Someone who can create his own shot, which doesn't really happen in the current Indiana format.
And
he's a bulldog. He's like a poor man's Lowry.
It looks bleak.
You'd think you'd have to completely change your entire offense, the way you were running plays and executing plays.
Yeah, well, they probably would want to do that anyway after last year's end of the season. The offense was pretty gross at any rate.
I'm banking on them limping to the playoffs with David West carrying the load.
David West.
Yeah.
David West is your go-to
So you
guy.
Just...
He has to be.
What
he
you're saying is after last year, Roy Hibbert's just... He's
No,
he's
I'm not saying that, but who the fuck knows what you're going to get from Roy Hibbert? You know? He was an all-star last season. I mean, like... And he wasn't, like, terrible the seasons before that, let's not forget. Like, he worked his way to all-star capacity. Who the fuck knows what went through his mind in that last half of the season? Mm. But maybe he's got his shit together, maybe he doesn't. Hey, it's all crystal bullshit, but I think they still make the playoffs sneak in. Maybe.
Bird's
being generous at 7.
Up.
And they're adding CJ Miles, who's a bit of a knockdown shooter, something they didn't really have last year. He'll
Don't
be
forget
handy.
Scola. Come on. Euro sensation. Come on. That hair's outrageous. Come on.
He's still
That's
doing
a win
it.
Or two. Come on.
Oh,
I know.
God.
They quite easily might not make the playoffs. I know.
Here's a yes or no. Do you think Roy Hibbert is going to be a top three big in the East this year now that Gasol's over?
No, not at all. No, I think he's a bit of a hoax, Roy Hibbert. I don't like the look of his offensive game. A lot of flip shots, weird sort of one-handed things. His jumper is real erratic. And his footwork's pretty gross. I don't know.
He can't catch the ball when he moves.
Yeah, I'm not a big believer in the Hibbert offense. I don't know where they're going to get a lot of their points from this year.
This is a guy who we were talking about as Defensive Player of the Year possibility only a year ago. Let's not forget. Look, I know it's easy to fall off the wagon and hate on him, but, you know, we were talking about him back then for a reason, and if he can rediscover that form, I'm just saying. Then all of a sudden you've got a pretty impressive front court and you've got George Hill.
Well, that's why I feel like
Chris Copeland is your starting
three.
They
rechannel the defense down to him, and now that they don't have their two best offensive players, they might start coming up with more plays and ways to execute for Hibbert.
Well, I think they just need a more polished scorer than Hibbert around the bucket. They could really use like a Vucevic or Pekovic, some sort of European bust down there.
Yeah.
Just going to the
hole. I just talked about Scholar. I don't know why you're hating.
Because
he's Argentinian.
Well, if it was 2006.
It's the same style. Whatever.
Yeah, or they could use more up fakes. So.
Just saying right now it's a stretch, but I think they make the playoffs.
Well, that would be a huge story.
Mm.
That would be massive.
Would.
Do you want to hear my hypothetical?
I'd love to.
Regarding Pacers GM Larry the Legend Bird. This one's for you, Davo.
Yeah.
What do you think Larry Bird regrets more? Shoveling his mother's porch or his firstborn daughter?
That's so good.
How many weeks do you think we'd get fined for that if we worked for ESPN?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
probably a few.
Point.
So, if anyone doesn't know what Bag's referencing there, it's when Larry Bird was shoveling. That's how he was doing his
back.
Yeah, and that pretty much ended his career, or he was not the same player after that.
Yeah, chronic problems.
Yeah,
for the
real bad, just from shoveling gravel or some shit. And the other part of that is he had an illegitimate child in college.
Yeah,
how weird for a basketball player to have it.
Oh, he's white though.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's interesting. Another 3-week ban, by the way, from ESPN for that one. I'm going to go with the fence.
Yeah, I'm going with the back.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm going with the back.
Dude,
for
he's
sure.
He's got enough money for 10 more baby
You
models.
Know what? He's still. I second that, or I see your two hypotheticals or your whatever, and raise you to he's still bitter about losing to Magic in the college final, NCAA final. He regrets that more than both of those two, I reckon.
Oh, of course. Yeah, but they're not as funny.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's the type of guy he is.
He's that's true.
Bitter as fuck.
I got there because I was thinking, you know, that Stevenson's gone to Charlotte, Michael Jordan,
sure.
The old commercials where they're like shooting it off the railings and shit like that.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
going,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe does he regret letting go of Lance Stevenson? I'm like going, no, he's the illegitimate daughter. He regrets more than that, I'd say.
So brutal.
Let's move on to probably the most boring team in the East, the Atlanta Hawks. Or should I say the most racist, whatever. I had them finishing 10th this year.
Wow.
Al Horford coming off injury, still not approved for contact yet. Should play maybe after the first 6 weeks or something like that. I think this whole year for him is going to be a bit of a rebuild, a big baby year.
I don't think they make the playoffs.
I got him at 8th.
Nice.
I don't think
sneaking in.
How did they do worse than last year?
Well, they were in, was it 4th? No.
They finished 8th last year. And before Horford went down, they were right in the thick of the Eastern Conference playoffs, and they dropped off a lot as the year went on. Horford will be back at some point. And they're the Spurs of the East, baby.
Mm.
Why not? They look really good in the playoffs
Indiana. Jeff Teague's coming a long way. They could actually... they're probably better than the Pacers. Maybe I want the Pacers.
They are better than the Pacers. Don't sleep on Atlanta, bro.
No, I wasn't sleeping on them.
They got Kent Bazemore. They got towel waving and high five games going to go through the roof.
Mike Scott threw down viciously last year.
Do you think
it's
disrespectful if I say that they're one of the most boring teams in the East?
No, I think they're just like kind of the sleepers, you know? They always get to the second round, maybe first round. They're always there, but they're never really in the conversation.
Yeah, but stylistically, they're not boring anymore. Like, the way they play is actually like, it's quite entertaining basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Pacers series, second round series?
First round.
First round. That was a great series. That was exciting. Yeah.
Good team. They do have some shortcomings, though. All their guards and wings are one-dimensional players. Cephalosha, Korver, Carroll, those guys. They only have sort of one NBA skill. You want guys that can sort of do more than one thing if you're going to really take it all the way.
Do you think Danny Ferry will be there for much longer?
Yeah. I think he's going to recover.
Mm-hmm. What about losing Lou Williams? That's got to be something. I mean, I know he was injured for most of last year, right?
Yeah, they really lack a like creative scorer off the bench. So, yeah, definitely. But, you know, you get Al Horford back for the most part.
It's huge. If Al Horford can get back to his former self, they'll make the playoffs for sure.
Yeah. So I think 8th.
I don't have a yes or no for this team. It's another one.
I got a hypothetical, though.
All right.
Which out of these do you think is Danny Ferry's favorite movie?
Oh, yes.
The Air Up There or 12 Years a Slave?
Oh, so edgy. So edgy. Well, I'd like to believe that. I'd like to believe that he has some sort of faith in said.
If you could combine those two movies, that's Danny Ferry's off season in a nutshell.
Well, at least in the air
Africans
up there,
playing basketball,
he's supporting
and
ball. You know, like he's supporting it. Like, yeah, they're black, but he's supporting it, and he believes in basketball and black people playing basketball. Where 12 years a slave, you can go
maybe
there.
More the Django Unchained.
Oh yeah, love it. Mm. Dang Unchained. That's what it's going to
be. Dang Unchained. That's great. Unbelievable. Yeah. We should just end the podcast there. Right?
Oh, I wish that was my movie one last week. Fuck. Damn it.
That's great.
All right, let's move on to the new name, Charlotte Hornets. Goodbye, Bobcats.
It's confusing. I feel like New Orleans Hornets was like 2 years ago. It feels so new to me.
4 years ago, yeah.
But it wasn't that long ago, right?
I know.
Just let it all go. Just Charlotte Hornets. It's back.
Charlotte Hornets.
Just let it all go. It's done. We're back to where... See? Slowly but surely, the nicknames are coming back. Now all we've got to do is get the Jazz to New Orleans. I'm telling you. This has come back. The Hornets are back. It's all going to come back. I'm telling you. We're going
to
be good.
It's going to be harder to expose the try-hard basketball fans who are all wearing the Hornets caps.
I know,
and
right?
All walk around wearing Hornets caps. And
the hipsters
like,
are confused.
You don't even know.
Hey, bro, what do you think about Lance Stephenson on the roster this season? Oh, hey, man. I just like this hat. It's cool because it's blue and it's a bit ghetto. Shut up. Fuck you. Fucking posers.
Where did you have them coming?
8th. Sneaking in.
Same.
Oh, I got him at 6th.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
How are they worse than last
because
year again?
Because the people above them in the ladder have all had injuries come back. They're all stronger teams, I think. You know?
But someone below them has to do better than them. So you're saying Cleveland, that's...
I don't have the... Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Actually, you're right. No, that doesn't make sense what I'm saying. No, They finished the same as they did last year then, 7th. 7th, 8th.
You change it? Did you not have them in order?
I have
8th. Did you just pick 8th for like 5 different teams?
I got the Knicks at 7th, which we'll talk about in a sec. But like
I haven't at 6th. I think they got better. Stephenson, that's huge.
And Kemba Walker's huge. Lance Stephenson, Michael Kidd Gilchrist.
They drafted well in Vonley.
Al Jefferson, is he going to be as good?
Can't say why not.
I hope so. Your mate Cody Zeller bag.
Under my Cody Zeller.
And then they lose... what's
his name?
Your favorite white guy.
My favorite white guy.
Didn't they lose him?
He's on
the beard?
McRoberts.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not my favorite white guy.
Yeah, he is.
I just liked him throwing down on Miami last time. Vonleh's out, though. That's why I was saying Zeller might get a start.
He will. Yeah, Vonleh should be almost ready by the start of the season, but Cody Zeller will probably get there anyway, I reckon.
I want them in the playoffs. I'm psyched for it. I think
it'll
be good.
They're young. They're athletic. They should be able to run all day. They're a pretty good team. They could use someone who could spread the floor a little bit at the big positions, like a Ryan Anderson type of character. I reckon it'd go well for them.
Don't
There's
you
not a lot kind of
think, just saying, Lance Stephenson could be huge. It could be a great story. Or it could totally be a clusterfuck and he could fuck up the whole nucleus of the team.
Yeah.
We don't even know what happened in Indiana, I'm not saying he was to blame, but I'm just saying he's there. He's a bit nuts. He might infect the team. They could totally suck. I'm not sure. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I think
that's why I'm a bit cautious of... I think it's all down on Lance.
He's a good baller, though.
But he's going to try...
When he wants to be, he's a good baller. I don't know.
Yeah, in flat. And sometimes he's an awful baller when he's in the mood to do weird shit.
Just to me, he's got that whole kind of crazy-eyed fucking loose cannon panda fucking meta world peace vibe.
Yeah.
That's why. I don't trust him.
I think he's going to try and insert himself as like the best player on that team.
And now he's not playing for money. He's got his contract. His confidence might be up. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. He doesn't have anyone to be under his wing except Jordan. And I don't think Jordan's going to give him like sympathy. Like he got in Indiana. I think Jordan's going to give him like...
tough love.
Yeah.
Well, that's where my yes and no comes into. Do you think Lance Stephenson and Michael Jordan will have a public verbal altercation during the season?
See, he's kind of that nuts that he would do it.
I reckon.
I think through the press.
Through the press, yeah. Okay.
Like snipes
so
at each
other.
So he'll
say something to a reporter and then Michael will say something back, but they won't actually do it.
Oh, I hope so.
It's a matter of time.
For sure.
And maybe Lance Stephenson can be in your in one of your top picks for first to have a brain snap this year.
He was, he was there already. We haven't even done it and he's there.
No, we'll be doing that closer to when the season kicks off. But I love that they're the Hornets. Thank God.
Yeah.
You know, just like you were saying, can the Jazz be New Orleans Jazz?
Just
like,
make it happen.
I love it.
Everyone should just dedicate like 2% of their NBA time to just, yeah, praying that all the nicknames line up. How good would it be? It would be good. We're going to do a podcast about this.
So where did you have them again?
I got them sneaking in at 8th into
That's
the playoffs.
That's the same. Yeah, I got them at 6th. All right.
I got a hypothetical.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, it kind of reverts back to Lance. Like, if you could only have one of the two this season, you get the Hornets' name back, or you could have Lance. Which one would you do?
Oh, you gotta. I'm going with the name again.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. What about this time? Because you went with Anthony Davis.
I think there's too much heritage there.
So you're going with the Hornets?
Totally. Bring out all the Larry Johnson posters again. You can bring all, you know,
Grandmama.
Totally.
All the old shit. Bring it on. Redo. You could do the whole thing again. But Al Jefferson could be Grandmama this year.
But that'd you wouldn't. Feel,
you wouldn't feel the least like a Grandmama in the world.
But you don't feel the same about the New Orleans getting the Jazz. You wouldn't give up Anthony Davis for that.
I like think we Anthony said last Davis podcast. Is better than Lance
okay.
Stevenson.
Cool. Agreed.
Let's go Knicks. All right, we're moving on to the Knicks. What an atrocious year it was last year.
I told you.
Yeah.
I told everyone last year. I'm going to tell everyone again this year.
So, and a lot's changed, and that is...
they're going to be worse.
They got a new GM. They got a new coach. Melo stays. Tyson Chandler gone. No Felton. Metal World Peace is gone, but who cares? Should we talk about the shoe? We already did.
Fuck
the Velcro shoe.
Yeah. Where have you got them finishing?
7th.
Oh.
They're not, barely scraping in.
I got them 9th.
I got them 9th. They're not making the playoffs. I don't think, anyway. You gave up too much. How can you get better? You got D'Alembert. You got Rita Chandler and you got D'Alembert.
Yeah, but you got Jose Calderon instead of Felton. That's something.
Yeah.
It is something.
It's an improvement, but I don't think enough of an improvement. You've got a bunch of these guys, Bargnani, J.R. Smith, that are going to try and run the triangle this year under a first-year coach.
They're not even smart enough to tie their laces.
It's hectic. The triangle's based around like smart...
See what I did there?
And good passing bigs and stuff. What did you do?
I said they're not smart enough to tie their laces. You didn't hear me.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Someone got it out there.
So,
high-five that person out there. Bang. Yes.
Bang. Amari, you just think it's done. He's 31. He's not going to be good this year. Even Derek Fisher said today he looks great. We'll probably have to rest him a little bit.
Too many denim vests. And yeah,
he's not 23 million good. That's for sure.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm asking. Like, good enough to get them at least into a top 8 seeding.
I don't think it's about this season, to be honest. They got a big picture thing going on now with Melo locked in and Phil Jackson there. Fish is the new coach. Amari's not part of that.
No, all those contracts come off.
Yeah, as soon as Amari's off the books, they can start doing their thing. And that's when this season doesn't mean
anything.
And Bargnani,
he's got $11 million this season.
Yucky.
That's gone.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's gone.
I don't think this is a season where they have ambitions to do really anything. If they make the playoffs, you beauty. But... it's all about building, keeping around the core guys. They got to get rid of J.R. Smith and Stoudemire and Bargnani before they can consider doing anything.
Be excited if you're a Knicks fan about next season, not this season. That's for sure. Can I just throw a what if? Like, I don't have a hypothetical.
Who's got
the hypothetical?
I do.
Well, this is just like a...
hypothetical.
Don't you hope... No, this is what I hope. That Phil Jackson does Pat Riley, like what Pat Riley did to Stan Van Gundy back in 06 in Miami and usurped him for the head role. And guess who would get usurped? Bye-bye, Derek Fisher. You suck.
Yeah.
You're terrible. I just kind of hope that happens because it's been done before. It's a precedent.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and
I know Phil
great.
Jackson wants what Pat Riley has. So, just saying, you're well within your means to do it. And I'd
and
back
so
you 100%.
Hired.
Yeah. Who gets hired?
Yeah,
no, Phil takes over.
Oh,
that's what
completely.
Pat Riley did, and they won a ring from that.
Yeah,
I don't think they
totally,
could do it here.
Totally worked out.
If anyone can, Phil can. So, yep.
I don't know if Phil can physically.
I'm just fucking with you. I just hate Derek Fisher.
So, here's my yes or no: can the Knicks play triangle as good as the Lakers did?
No.
Which Lakers?
Not this year.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson's Lakers.
The Smush Parker, Kwame Brown Lakers, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's about it.
Mm.
All right, I got a hypothetical.
Mm-hmm. Hit me.
Think you like this one, Rabbit?
Sick.
The Knicks, you don't want to really talk about the present because it's gross. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about the past. What would you rather be in the Garden for? Willis Reed's NBA Finals game in 1970 or Reggie Miller doing the Spike Lee choke game?
That's really tough.
What would you rather be in the Garden for?
Well, I want to go 70s because I probably paid 30 cents to get there and then I probably had a 2-cent hot dog while I was watching it and spent $8 the entire time I watched an epic fucking game.
Go home, beat your wife, no
problem.
Yeah,
I went home. you know, more racist and weird shit happened, and then I...
Listen to Led Zeppelin, go to bed.
Yeah, totally.
I wonder if you could measure it from like a NBA video doco kind of way where Willis Reed only got like 5 minutes in Guts and Glory or something like that, but Reggie Miller got a whole ESPN 30 for 30 TV show on it, Winning Time. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Amazing. Definitely Reggie for me. Definitely Reggie.
I can't think
the sheer audacity of it was just... amazing.
Can you think of any other, if you could be in the arena for any other basketball game? I don't think there's any one game I'd want to be at more than that game.
60-something?
61.
Yeah.
Versus Dallas in three quarters. It was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Same with the 81-point game. This is like a crazy thing to be in, away from home.
He had Spike Lee involved in the game. The next day, the headlines were like, thanks, Spike. The New York Times, and it had a picture of Reggie just like choking, picture of, like, he vibed the whole arena. One dude shut up the garden, he shut it up.
Yeah, and just the audacious, the things that you'd see him do, the shots you're seeing him hit.
You're talking about a dude who was just, he couldn't have played better. He was in the highest zone you could get into. Mm. Some of those threes were from the car park. And the more, like, Spike Lee taunted him, the more Reggie... like got into it, the better he played, and that's like the pinnacle of ball, isn't it? Surely,
I don't know. Sorry, it was a bit retro.
Oh, dude, we can talk about that forever. And then the moment he spiked the ball down at the end when the horn went off, I got goosebumps. That was insane.
I just got to finish off. I mean, the Knicks finished ninth last year, and the reason why I think they're going to finish seventh, just a couple reasons. I think Stoudemire is a lot healthier. I think J.R. Smith couldn't play worse than he did last year. Same with Amon Shumpert. I think Bagnani injury for half the...
That was good for them. It honestly was. They did
and
better
I also
without
think
him.
Jose Calderon instead of Felton is awesome. I give him two places up because of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I feel you, but the same as last year. They have no two-way players. They don't have any player that plays both ends of the floor.
What about Tim Hardaway Jr.?
Yeah. It's just the stalwart on defense. He loves it.
He's coming off the bench third anyway. All right, let's move on to Luke Death's favorite team, the Toronto Raptors.
Luke Death says they're the best non-USA team in the entire league.
And he is 100% right.
Shout out to Luke Death.
And Drake says Canada's team. I had them finishing sixth this year.
Okay. I have them at fifth.
Same. Five. Okay.
And I don't honestly know why. Only because they finished third last year.
Yeah, but the last year was atrocious for the East, and they overachieved.
But they're no worse than last year either. And they have another year being together, and they have Lou Williams now.
They do have Lou Williams, and no Steve Novak.
That's a wonder.
What are you going to do?
Where is Steve Novak?
How did he play so good for the Knicks for one moment?
Where is Steve Novak?
And then
I know this.
This guy, the belt.
Yeah, I know who he is. I'm just trying to remember where I saw his name pop up.
While you do that, I'm just going to get into my hypothetical now because we're not going to talk about Novak again.
Okay. No, not at all.
Novak is one of the best white bombers. You know, like a purely white bomber, you know, like the definition of a white bomber. Do you reckon he gets more or less pussy than Mike Dunleavy Jr., the only other notable white bomber in the league that I can think of at this time?
Well, it depends. Like, because he was in New York.
Yeah.
Probably more, but now he's gone to Utah, so he ain't getting anything in Utah.
Yeah,
so,
what about like Dunleavy and Novak walk into a bar? Who's getting who's getting more action?
I think Novak because he's just a bit shorter.
No. Nah.
Shorter.
Dunleavy's getting more minutes. He had that big 30
point. More minutes where? In the bedroom? What do you mean? Where?
He had a 30 point game.
Yeah.
But Novak, he's a cult hero.
He's a second. He's coming off the bench for Chicago. Where, you know, Novak is third string, maybe playing when there's 2 minutes left in the game and there's no chance they're ever going to win.
They're probably both still living with their parents anyway, so...
None chicks know this stuff, though. You're just talking about...
Like, hey, straight up.
Yeah, I'm in the NBA. I was in the three-point comp. No way. Zip.
It's probably right. Probably right.
Yeah, okay. Here's my yes or no. Mm-hmm. Is Drake more popular than the Toronto Raptors?
Oh. I think so.
Yeah. Well, name something that Drake isn't more popular than. Anaconda.
LeBron
That's
James.
About it.
He's got to be not as popular as LeBron James. Come on.
Did we have this chat?
We did.
It was off camera, off mic.
No, I feel like we did. We did have this on a podcast.
He's more famous than LeBron, I reckon.
God damn it.
No, I don't think so. No. We had this chat.
It can't be.
Talking globally. Oh. No, I don't
reckon. Somebody else needs to comment on this.
We're talking ladies. Ladies.
Ladies, who's more popular?
Subscribe.
Facebook.com/FCP podcast. Tell us.
All right, let's move along to the Washington Wizards. Soon to be Kevin Durant's Washington Wizards. They got Paul Pierce. That's massive.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, where do you put them?
I used to like Washington, but now they have Paul Pierce.
I got him at fifth.
I got him third.
Yeah. Wow.
Our periods are, our cycles are aligning here, Chris.
Third.
Yeah. Definitely. Very pumped on the Wizards.
You know why I think they'd be better, mostly? DeJuan Blair and Chris Humphries. I love that off the bench.
Mm. Look at that starting lineup, dude. John Wall, Bradley Beal, Paul Pierce, Nene, and Gortat. What the fuck? That's great. It's fucking great. And that's a big... It's like, you're adding, like, experience with Paul Pierce. Like, look, you know, we all fucking give Paul Pierce heaps of shit. But you can't deny he's a fucking winner. Yeah. And he's a great baller, okay? Mm-hmm. For all you haters out there and blah, 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 who always give us shit for hating on Paul Pierce, we get it. You know we're taking the piss. Paul Pierce is money. And he's got crazy experience and he's got a ring. And he's going into a team that's young, that's super pumped. Imagine what he can do for Bradley Beal. Imagine what he can do for John Wall to keep those guys level-headed in the clutch. Mm. And then you can rely on Nene and Gortat. They both do different things really well. Gortat can score in all different ways, breakout playoff performance. Nene's back from injury. What, he had a broken foot, didn't he, I think? Something like that. He's back.
He's always injured.
He's pretty crazy out of the post. So those two at the front there offer different things. Dangerous. Yeah. Very dangerous. Bench maybe a tad weak.
Yeah, the wings.
Very crafty veteran.
He's old.
Totally. But I still think they probably win more than 44 games, which is what they won last season with that team. You win 50 plus games in the East. Almost a third or fourth at least.
Yeah.
Dude.
Pierce is the perfect personality to be there, for sure.
It just depends on whether he wants to be there or not.
Well, he did. You know? He does want to be there.
Yeah,
he 100%. Walked. He walked from Brooklyn. Yeah. It was his call.
What they need, they could use a little excitement off the bench. They could use a J.R. Smith, Jamal Crawford sort of guy.
But they can get that. Yeah. I'm sure they can still get that. Yeah.
And you got to think the Team USA snubs for Wall and Beal together. I think that would have brought them real close. They got cut about the same time. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to be like, fuck them. We're gonna show the world that we're like some of the best at our positions. And they should both be better than last year.
They're just very young, very exciting team. You know, and after their playoff performance last year, how can you not like them? I don't see how they're going to do like... I kind of was umming and ahhing about putting them at fourth, but I'm really excited for them and I'm disillusioned with... the Nets, so I'm putting them at three. Yeah,
yeah, I think so. I think so too.
Interesting.
Do you have a yes or no for us?
I do, and that is, we were getting a little grief for being a bit sexy and talking about attractive guys last podcast. So I said, "Do you think John Wall will lose his 1970s sideburns for Game One? If not, or if so, facial hair predictions for John Wall."
For John Wall.
He might be going for a little more of a mature look now he's in the league for a while, so he might have a bit
you
of
You can't
a,
run the same look you did last
or
year.
Or lose the sideburns and have like a goatee / moustache little thing so he looks a bit more dignified. Yeah,
that's what I go... He's going for the... I can mature. Easily grow a goatee, but in reality, it's a very sparse facial hair operation. I'm running goatee.
What about just full beard? Just epic.
He couldn't do it, I don't think.
He's still baby-faced.
Whatever, like a Keanu Reeves patchy thing going.
If he has to, but I don't think he should.
All
right, let's move on.
We got a hypothetical.
Oh, you got a hypothetical.
Yeah. My hypothetical is, for 1 year, would you rather look like Marcin Gortat or be Paul Pierce's friend?
Dude, you know who else is Paul Pierce's friend? Al Pacino. I saw him on a jet together.
Like, you're kidding.
Buddy.
No way.
I'll take Paul Pierce's friend.
Yeah, same.
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
nobody
good
wants
call.
To look like the Hammer.
Oh, I already good look call. Like him. So, like,
you look nothing like him.
I am. I'm a bald, tattooed, pale, Eastern European-looking thing.
No. Okay, you're doing better than that, Josh.
His jaw is about 9 times the size of your jaw. His jaw would come out to here. Oh, sorry. We lost me there for a second. You missed some very interesting stuff about jaws. Can we move on?
Just tuned in.
All right, the Nets. Lopez is healthy.
Yeah, about time.
Deron Williams' ankles are not swollen at the moment. Goodbye, Jason Kidd. Coach of the year, Jason Kidd. I had him finishing fourth.
Hey, can I just
I think
put
that's
a,
money.
Can I put a little asterisk here and say I kind of might have to eat some of my humble pie here and agree with you that Jason Kidd turned into a bit of a douchebag.
Yeah.
And you said it for a long time. I concede the fact that I had a lot of love for him before.
Yeah, but he was a bit of a douchebag. 17 years of great play.
Only judging him on his ball performance, and I didn't know about his like mental health issues and his...
As Barkley says, it's the Jordan syndrome. Great players don't make great coaches. Come on.
I have him at seventh. I think it's going to be a bit of a free fall this year.
Whoa.
Yeah. They lost Pierce, Livingston, Thornton. Blatch is still unsigned.
Marcus
and
Thornton
the Brooklyn Knight. That's going to be a huge...
They lost the Brooklyn Knight.
But what is the new mascot then?
They don't have one. We spoke about
this.
They don't need it.
So they got Lionel Hollins, who's an awesome coach. I think that's great
Lionel
for them.
I like Lionel Hollins.
Jarrett Jack. Bogdanovich, who was pretty solid in FIBA.
And, but, of course, they get Lopez. That's massive, though.
Yeah, but they didn't look good. If they have Plumlee, that's more beneficial for them.
Fucking hell.
But, it's just the wheels have got to come off a little bit. Garnett is like 80 now.
Yeah, but
Lopez
you're not relying on
all-star
Garnett
center.
That much. You can, if look, we're saying if all players and all things work out well. Deron Williams, Joe Johnson, Kirilenko, Garnett, Brook Lopez. That's a very decent team
for
on
10
paper.
Games before Kirilenko, well, Garnett, and Lopez
sure.
all get injured.
Sure.
And Williams.
Yeah,
and
but
Lopez.
We said the same for other teams.
I feel like
this is
say
on
the
paper
same
now.
Thing
right now.
About this team every year for the last 2 years. On paper, it looks great. Mm-hmm. If Deron Williams can be confident and play good, then they're going to be something. But it brings me to my yes or no. Will Lopez get injured in the first 36 games?
Yes.
I agree. I think it's just a matter of time. I think
he's morphing into Zildjęcia Ilgauskas.
We're all knocking on wood.
I want Brooklyn to do well. I like their uniforms. I like their venue. I like their whole style.
I like
everything about it. It's a good story. It should do well, and they've made the moves to be a successful team. I'd like to see them do well. I'd like to see them get to the playoffs.
Yeah, you think the rest of the team are all
challenge,
like, oh,
we lost
Marcus Thornton?
The East is there to be had for them. It's about time they did this shit.
Who's he gone off the bench to like come in and get you a bunch of points when you can't get a basket?
Alan
Anderson, Jack,
Jarrett Jack,
stretch, Toledovich,
Plumlee.
I just think the league is getting real quick. There's lots of good ball movement now. Everyone's very athletic. This is like this like a slow team. They're a methodical team. Hollins is like a half court coach, so that should work out well.
Yeah,
I just think they're going to get run off the court a bunch of times by guys like Denver and
Washington,
and Minnesota. Yeah, maybe not
Washington
Minnesota. Yeah, like that sort of team that likes to get up and down. They could find themselves down 20 and then never be able to climb.
Well, that's
out
why
of that
I had
hole.
Washington above them in the East, and they're going to see a lot of each other. Don't forget, though, Joe Johnson had a very quiet but very stellar season last year.
True.
And he's going to get his no matter what with all this shit going on. So if you've got Joe Johnson doing his thing and he's consistent, then you have Deron Williams figuring the fuck it out, Lopez, and
not
a few more. And look, we know they're not afraid to spend a bit of money. They can make some moves. He's not afraid to do it. So he can add some pieces. They could be good. I'm with you, though. I'm skeptical as well. But I want to see him do well. And I think fourth is like not overachieving, but it's
they
close.
They could really
slip down to seventh or sixth quite easily. I'll give you that.
Mm. I think they'd love like a Chandler Parsons on their team. Someone who's young, who can guard like their best guy. Like who's guarding their best guy if Kirilenko's not on the court? You got trouble there.
Yeah,
you Joe Johnson want to stay in front of like a Kevin Durant?
What about Plumlee,
bro?
There's your boy.
No, oh,
Biggs is no problem. You got no problem covering Biggs, Plum Dog.
Look, and Paul Pierce walked out on this team. Let's not forget that. That's saying something as well. So
maybe he just wanted to get away from Garnett.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did. I would. I think I got the hypothetical.
Yeah.
Mikhail Prokhorov. Is that how I say
Prokhorov.
It? Prokhorov. Give or take. Him and him and Putin. He called up his boy Putin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather hang out with them doing all sorts of gnarly billionaire fucking crazy shit,
Yeah.
They do whatever the fuck they want, especially in Russia.
But they don't enjoy it, but yeah.
Oh, I reckon they enjoy it. What are you talking about?
I think once you experience that amount of stuff, it becomes numb.
I think
and you have to kill people to get high.
Well, you got to do what you got to
do. It's a bit dark.
Yeah. Whatever. They're Russian. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
So anyways, we're at a sushi bar with virgin naked women on top of it, and we're all bukkaking on top of them.
If that's where you're going.
We're firing AK-47s at polar bears.
Yeah, sweet. Okay.
Putin and these guys can vibe Obama out, okay? They vibe the fuck out of Obama. So if you're doing that, you're killing it. I'm just saying. Or would you rather hang out with KG and shoot hoops with the jigger.
Oh, I'm taking the Russian.
Yeah, totally.
I'd rather like start a civil war and see what happens.
I
go vibe Obama.
You have anarchy in your hands if you want.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
You guys are evil, but...
Oh, come on. We haven't done a dark evil one before. You smell the kish and the power.
You can have tomato soup ice cold.
You don't think Jay-Z would know how to do it right, though? I guess
of course I do. But you got to deal with KG as well.
Yeah, he's, I guess you'd go he with comes the Russians, with, wouldn't you?
Yeah, wouldn't you just
eat some
pay,
caviar?
Get,
and...
Couldn't you get Cuban, or not Cuban, sorry, Prokhorov, to just get someone else, a really famous Russian rapper or something like that? You could hang out and shoot hoops.
Wouldn't be the same.
With Kirilenko. No,
this Russian rapper.
Just get the suicide girls. What is that Russian with ski masks? Fucking
there's
whatever.
Pussy Riot. Don't
yeah,
forget
there you
them.
Go. Yeah. That.
That's happening.
Oh! Okay, so that was part one of our two-part Eastern Conference preview podcast. Be sure to check out part two when she drops in the not-too-distant future. And check out our Western Conference preview podcast if you haven't already. Thanks for making it this far. See ya.